Hello, and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our summer Bible reading plan, which coincides with our summer sermon series, Surprised by God. Please feel free to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by me, Pastor Mike Stallings. The scripture is Romans chapter 1, verses 16 through 20. If you haven't already done so, we encourage you to pause the podcast, read the scripture, and come back for the reflection. This week we are wrapping up our series of sermons, scripture readings, and devotionals about the many ways we can still be surprised by a few of the many characteristics of God. This week's focus is on being surprised by God's power. In a sense, we shouldn't be surprised by any manner in which God displays power. After all, we believe in a God who is omnipotent, or all-powerful. God holds all the power and might that is conceivable. The surprise comes when we ourselves bear witness to that power, or perhaps understand the withholding of that power. That may seem contradictory, but I believe that's what the Apostle Paul is trying to illustrate in today's scripture reading. Paul underscores in verse 20 something that we all sort of instinctively know, but can't always put into words. We live in a world that we can't fully understand, nor could we possibly create. We understand a lot about a lot of things, but sometimes even the brightest scientific minds can only explain how things work to a limited degree. We can form frameworks or systems of ideas that seem to be true explanations of things, but absolute truth can be a bit elusive. For instance, we understand that our planet is in a unique orbit around the sun that allows for life to flourish, but we don't understand fully how that happened. If the orbit of Earth is off by just a degree or two, we're all cooked, or frozen, or non-existent. Even the ancient philosopher-scientists understood that the something that is all life couldn't have come from nothing. Aristotle believed in a prime mover, some initial force that knocked down the first domino that led to life as we know it. Even though we're pretty sure there was a Big Bang that started the universe, it seems logical that there would need to be a Big Banger to kick it all off. Paul describes that as the eternal power and divine nature that most everyone can recognize, even if they don't have a name for it or a full understanding of it. Of course, Paul and we understand that power as the Creator God, maker of heaven and earth. But there is also a subtle use of God's power that is present in today's reading. Notice that in verses 18 and 19, Paul recognizes that there are wicked and ungodly people who try to suppress the truth of what they can plainly see all around them. And God apparently doesn't stop them or force them to see. An all-powerful God that can create a universe that includes non-believers sometimes uses that power to withhold power. God, through a unique form of grace, has revealed himself and his power, yet won't use that power to overwhelm our free will to deny God's existence. In other words, God makes himself vulnerable to be believed in or not. That's a very surprising aspect of God's power, the power to be vulnerable. But there is another power that Paul talks about, the power of the gospel. The gospel, distilled to its basic meaning, is this: an omnipotent God, who doesn't need us at all, loves us enough to do anything to restore our broken relationship with him. God, in the form of Christ Jesus, will give up everything, power, status, and even life, to somehow reconcile us to God and free us from other, darker powers that we don't like to talk about, sin and eternal death. But God won't use the power that he holds to force us to believe that. There is an endless abundance of grace, forgiveness, mercy, compassion, and yes, power, available to us. But God is vulnerable enough for people to reject all of it and try to save themselves. God's power is revealed to us, and we are free to try and deny it, and free to fully partake of it. Not for selfish purposes, but to use it to reveal and bring glory to God's power within us so that others may experience it. The presence of the Holy Spirit within us allows us to be like Christ, vulnerable, compassionate, and so willing to give up everything in the name of service to God that those around us can participate in and be themselves surprised by the power of God. Let us pray. Gracious God, give us the power to be vulnerable so that we may reflect and help others to see your power and love. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United, and we would love to hear from you. To contact us, please send an email to podcasts@concordunited.org with daily devotional in the subject line. For more information on Concord United Methodist Church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Surprised by God. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.